Early voting in some Wisconsin communities began this week for the November election. The election is now less than 50 days away. And in today's big question, we are holding a special straw poll. If the election were today, who would get your vote for president and why? We're going to give you 30 seconds to stump for your candidate. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 21st. Tomorrow, during this hour, we will be discussing the latest results from the Marquette University Law School poll. That poll will be released later today, and we'll be talking with a political scientist and pollster, Charles Franklin, tomorrow at this time. But we thought that we would conduct an unscientific poll of our own to see where you are today. There are 7 presidential candidates on Wisconsin's ballot. Did you know that? 7 of them. Here's how the Wisconsin Elections Commission lists them. And again, you can vote for any of these, or maybe you will write in a candidate, who knows. But on Wisconsin's ballot, you will find Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Hillary Clinton, Constitution Party candidate Darrell Castle, Libertarian Gary Johnson, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Workers' World Party candidate Monica Moorhead, and the American Delta Party, Rocky Roque de la Fuente. So those are your choices on the Wisconsin ballot. Who are you going to vote for and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Again, we give you 30 seconds to cast your vote. Our first caller is Cindy in Burlington. Hi, Cindy.
Morning. I'm casting my vote for Bernie Sanders for everything that he stands for. The two other candidates of the major parties, they do not deserve anybody's votes. They cannot be trusted. They have no character. There's nothing about them that is even worth voting for. Bernie Sanders, since our state couldn't write in, I'm writing him in no matter what. I'm writing him in. He's my president. That's one more.
Thank you, Cindy. All right. And I'll keep track and give you tallies along the way. Jeff in Kenosha. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Yeah, I just like to preface this by I'm a 50-something white-male blue-collar worker, and I'm voting for Hillary Clinton not because she's the lesser of two evils, but because I really like her, and I think she'd make a great president. Also, I'd like to travel to other countries, and I'd be way too embarrassed as an American if Donald Trump were my president.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Kent in Pulaski is with us now. Hi, Kent.
Hi. Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm voting for Trump. I am worried about our national security. What I've seen of Hillary, I definitely cannot trust her. We definitely need a change, and I'm casting my vote for Trump, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Kent. We have Andrew who emails us that I'm voting for Gary Johnson because I care about personal freedom. So we'll tally that. Paul in Chippewa Falls, go ahead.
I'm voting for Trump. I don't think Hillary Clinton will do anything about terrorism except for other maybe blame people with guns or Christians fighting back against Muslims. I think we need to eventually they're going to kill as many people as they want to until we put a stop to it.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, this is your opportunity to tell us who you're voting for and why. It's up to you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Josh, who is driving on the interstate. Hi, Josh. Who are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Vermin Supreme because he may be a ridiculous candidate, but, you know, at least his vote is very apparent.
We are welcoming your votes without profanity, please, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mindy emails, my partner and I are both voting for Hillary Clinton, so we will tally that. And I won't be able to tally your partner and your, you know, your cousin. Everybody has to cast their own vote. Next, we go to Dave in Madison. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. For one thing, she hasn't asked for anybody to assassinate Donald Trump. She isn't a racist. She hasn't asked for the deportation of 11 million people. She's worked for health care her whole life. She's for helping out children, so I know what her taxes are.
Thank you very much, Dave, for your vote. So far we have Hillary Clinton with 3 votes, Donald Trump with 2, Gary Johnson with 1, and Bernie with 1. I'm not tallying the vote from the caller who used profanity. Besides, that particular candidate is not on the Wisconsin ballot. Nathan on Facebook says, I will be casting a vote for Jill Stein, as will hundreds of thousands of people. The fact that her and Gary Johnson are on enough ballots in states to win the election is reason enough for them to be included on the debate stage. So there's a vote for Jill Stein. Next, we go to Marcia in Nina. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because she has so much foreign policy experience. I'm really afraid to have Trump in charge of nuclear weapons. And also for Hillary because of her stance on women's rights.
Thank you very much, Marcia. Next we go to Jen in Eau Claire. Hi, Jen.
Good morning. I am casting my vote for Gary Johnson. It's the first time I've ever voted for a third-party candidate, but I think it's time. People are sick and tired of the major party candidates, and Gary's got a common sense plan for taxes, for immigration, and believes in true freedom.
Thank you very much. Next, we go to Corey in Platteville. Hi, Corey. Who's getting your vote and why?
I am voting for Hillary Clinton. I think if you were looking at any other job and you looked at resumes alone, Hillary Clinton is more qualified for this job than a lot of the candidates that we've had. Definitely in my lifetime, and I think that she's getting a lot of scrutiny simply because she's a woman. And if we were to look at anything else that Trump has done, if this was man versus man, this would be a completely different conversation, and unfortunately, I think that's the case.
And there's your 30 seconds. Thank you, Corey. We're giving you 30 seconds, as we always do when we do on-air straw polls, to say, if the election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. There are 7 presidential candidates on Wisconsin's ballot. And here is how the Wisconsin Election Commission lists them. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Daryl Castle, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Monica Moorhead, Rocky Roque de la Fuente. So you can vote for any of those candidates. You could write in a candidate, or maybe you're not sure yet. You can tell us if you're not sure yet. Let's go next to Dan in Pewaukee. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I am not happy with any of the candidates, so I'm going to write in Willie Nelson.
And is there a reason why Willie Nelson would get your vote?
I think there'd be more peace in the world.
All right. Thank you very much. Bob in La Crosse is next. Hi, Bob.
Hello. I guess I'm voting for Hillary. When you do the analysis, put aside all of the rhetoric and all the drama, Hillary simply has the qualifications necessary for president. She does have a good record of telling the truth in the campaign, according to PolitiFact, where Trump has 75% of his statements are false. Trump has a narcissistic outlook on things. He does not pay attention to his advisors, like military advisors.
Thanks very much, Bob. That's your 30 seconds. So we limit it to 30 seconds so we can get on as many calls as possible. Another vote for Clinton. Let's go to Amy in Waukesha next. Hi, Amy.
I'm voting for Hillary. I've never voted for a Democrat before. I am always voted Republican in the past, and I just don't see a lot of difference in the two parties anymore in terms of spending. I was a fiscal Republican, and for all the social benefits, I've always been a Democrat, but since they're both the same fiscally now, I'm voting for the Democrat.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy. That's interesting. I would be curious to know if you are typically someone who votes Republican, if you are instead voting for Hillary Clinton or someone else. We saw in the news that President George Bush, the first, is reportedly going to be voting for Hillary Clinton. Or maybe you're typically a Democratic voter and you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, and instead you're going to vote for maybe Jill Stein or another third-party candidate. Let us know if you're changing your voting preference. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. More calls after the news.
Vote for me. Vote for me. I want the nomination for the presidency.
This is a presidential straw poll during this edition of our big question. We are asking you, if the election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? We have our online poll posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's also at WPR.org/joy. The online question includes all seven candidates that will be on Wisconsin's ballot. It's not just Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. There are other third-party candidates running who are on Wisconsin's ballot. We give you an opportunity on air to state who gets your vote and why at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We give you 30 seconds to state your case. To cast your vote, Tony in Madison is with us. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Hi. I'm voting for Jill Stein. I was originally going to vote for Bernie Sanders, but somebody told me about Jill Stein. I looked her up on a website. I also just want to make one quick comment. I wish they would have did more coverage on the other candidate. So,
all right. Yeah, thanks very much for that. I will mention that. We are inviting all of the presidential candidates on Wisconsin's ballot to be on Wisconsin Public Radio. There has been some invitations to some of the candidates when they announced or when they made news. All of the candidates will be invited to appear on Wisconsin Public Radio during Central Time in the last couple of weeks of October. So we'll invite them. I don't know if they'll accept, but we will invite them. And On Point did have Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party and Jill Stein from the Green Party on for full hours last month, I believe. Mike in Appleton is next. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Dre. See, I've voted for both Obama and Mitt Romney in the past, and I'm actually going to vote for Trump. I think Hillary's owned by banks and special interest groups, and I truly am against people who commit a crime to come to our country illegally. And if the Father Bush and the Democrats don't like Trump, then he's the vote that's getting my vote. So.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We have tallied your vote. Next, we go to Brad in Door County. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, this is Brad Coleman, and my wife and I, we very carefully consider the candidates before we vote. And we're both voting for Hillary Clinton. Aside from all the smoke and mirrors put out by the Trump campaign, Hillary is actually the only one that's trustworthy. And to vote for a third-party candidate in this election cycle is very dangerous. It's too dangerous a period of time. But Hillary's got the only plan to fight terrorism.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brad. There's your 30 seconds, limiting everybody to 30 seconds. Appreciate your vote. Chris in Lake Mills. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, who gets your vote and why?
Gary Johnson, because we need a sensible, non-interventionist foreign policy. We need tax reform and balanced budgets at the federal level, and we all need to respect each other's rights to live our lives as we see fit. And I'll also be voting for Phil Anderson for U.S. Senate.
Thank you very much, Chris. We have your vote for Gary Johnson tallied. Chad in Beaver Dam emails, I would vote for Trump at this point. I think political correctness has handicapped the country from moving forward and discussing issues that need to be discussed. Trump's candor is exactly what is needed to bring change, even if the truth is ugly. All right, so there's another vote for Trump. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are holding a presidential straw poll during this edition of The Big Question. That is The Big Question. Who do you support for president and why? And our next caller is Hardy in Milwaukee. Hi, Hardy.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. I'd like to respond to the gentleman who says it's dangerous to vote for anybody else. And unfortunately, I think that's the thinking that's been a problem for us, the politics of fear, right? Voting for one to make sure the other one doesn't get it. But we can't keep that going much longer. I think the Republicans and Democrats are almost dangerous to this country now, and it's time to consider the alternative.
Thank you, Hardy. Cody on Facebook says, I'll be voting for Gary Johnson. Not only do my values align more with the libertarian values, but I think our two-party system is out of control and way too partisan and leaving our country apart, or tearing our country apart. Okay, Cody, we'll post your vote for Gary Johnson. And our next caller is Carl in Madison. Hi, Carl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would vote. I would encourage anyone who likes Bernie Sanders to vote for Real Socialist, Mimi Soltysik, and Angela Walker, to write in those names as their Socialist Party candidates, and their website is at rev16.us. That's rev16.us. Great politics all around.
All right, thanks very much. That Mimi is not on the Wisconsin ballot, so that would have to be a write-in. Let's go next to Walt in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Walt.
Good morning. I'm a retired mechanic, and I'm happily voting for Hillary Clinton. I think she will be a very good president. And I would like to remind the other voters that any vote for a third party, since we do have a two-party system, any vote for a third party takes a vote away from the person closest to you. Closest to your thinking. So the best way to get Bernie's issues up is to bring them through a good Congress and Hillary Clinton. Thank you.
Thank you, Walt. Next, we go to Kyle in North Prairie. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Yes, I would actually write in Ron Paul and vote for Russ Feingold here. And I'm of the belief we actually have one party with two names. So definitely a third party, so we actually have two parties again. Would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Julian in Milwaukee, who's getting your vote and why?
Hillary is getting my vote because she represents experience, knowledge, and steadiness versus Donald Trump's ignorance, divisiveness, and pettiness. And frankly, a vote for a third-party candidate may well give us a Donald Trump, and that would potentially give us a Republican legislative branch, executive branch, and judicial branch. And if people haven't, if people don't realize that's not good for America, they haven't been paying attention.
All right. Thank you very much, Julian. So we are conducting an on-air presidential straw poll during this edition of The Big Question. If the election were today, who would get your vote for president and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So far on air, Hillary Clinton is leading our straw poll with 11 votes. Donald Trump has 4. Gary Johnson has 4. Jill Stein has 2. And then there's one vote for some various write-in candidates. So let's go next to Christopher in Three Lakes. Hi, Christopher.
Hi. My wife and I are both voting for Gary Johnson. A vote for Trump or Hillary, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, evil wins. So we're going Gary Johnson.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. Dennis in Appleton is next. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I would vote for Trump. I think everyone, including myself, are sick of career politicians, and he's the one that's going to shake things up.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Scott in Westfield is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. I would rather throw my vote away on a third-party candidate than keep this corrupt oligarchy that we have going on.
All right. Thank you very much for your vote. We have Karen who emails, I'm voting for Hillary because I don't want Donald Trump to be president. Our next caller is Larry in Middleton. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. She says that her first priority is to create jobs, and she indicates the way she would do that would be through public investments in infrastructure such as roads and schools and water systems and electrical grids, things like that. And those expenditures stimulate the economy. And she says how she's going to raise the money, it would be taxing high-income people.
That's your 30 seconds, Larry. Thank you very much. Next, we go to Carol in Madison. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Trump because I believe that he's for the people.
All right, that's it. All right, thank you. 30 seconds to say why you're voting for a particular candidate. Josh in Eau Claire. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Joy. I'm voting for Gary Johnson because he is the only candidate that is going to give a 33% raise to every working American, end our foreign wars, and he also is the only one standing up for what people really believe in. And it's not a wasted vote. It's a vote against the corrupt party system that we have currently.
All right. Thank you, Josh. So we are interested in who you are supporting for president and why. We're interested if you are going third party, why that is, and what you say to those who say you are wasting your vote or that you are ensuring that the wrong candidate wins. We are interested especially if you are a Republican who is not voting for the Republican candidate, or if you're a Democrat who's not voting for the Democratic candidate, why is that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And our next caller is Mark in Mineral Point. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I'm voting for Jill Stein. I think it's foolish to continue supporting the corrupt tradition of Clintonism, which is really just the interests of Wall Street and self-enrichment of the Clintons. The other thing is Gary Johnson represents the Koch brothers and the billionaire class. That's how the Libertarian Party was created.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Next is Art in Green Bay. Hi, Art.
Good morning, Joy. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I can't deal with a Hillary Clinton that has enriched herself at public expense, and the Clinton Foundation, of course, is under an investigation for its low contributions to actual charities, and also the Supreme Court is one vote shy of turning completely liberal, and at that point, bipartisanship dies because the Democrats have already shown for a long time their propensity to take everything to the courts and ultimately get their way that way instead of legislatively.
Thank you, Art. That's your 30 seconds, actually 32. Let's go to Ron in Eau Claire next. Hi, Ron.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't like any of them, but I will vote for Hillary Clinton just because Donald Trump, just listen to him, all the Trump supporters have closed their ears, stuck their head in the sand, and decided that we need change because Hillary's so bad. Well, I'm not saying she's perfect, but take a look at Trump's history, and I like clean air, I like clean water, and I like good education. He wants to abolish all this at the price of being a change. So pull your heads out of the sand. Don't cut your nose off to spite your face. And
thank you very much, Ron. There's your 32 seconds. Todd in Madison is next. Hi, Todd.
Yes, hi. I'm a New York City Democrat who's voting for Trump. As George Wallace once said from the South, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Thus, I'm voting for the anti-establishment candidate.
Thank you very much, Todd. Let's see. John in Minocqua is next. Hello, John.
Hi, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. He's on the ballot in all 50 states. He's got a record of reducing taxes while supporting the growth and investment in infrastructure. And if you don't like either of the candidates and you don't like the lack of bipartisanship, voting for Gary Johnson or a third-party candidate is the best way to really piss them both off. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. That wasn't exactly profanity, but it wasn't the language that we need to use on air. So thank you. I will tally your vote for Johnson. Let's go to Aaron in Madison. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, Joyce. I'll be voting for Hillary Clinton. Simply put, I'm not a racist, and I want my vote to count.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. A lot of callers think my name is Joyce. It's not. It's Joy. This is Joy Cardine, and Chelsea in Racine is next. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Who are you voting for and why?
I am voting for Hillary Clinton because I believe Trump is simply an attention seeker, and for him to have control over our nuclear weapon, as many voters have called in and mentioned, it's very, very scary to think about.
Thank you very much, Chelsea. We have Elizabeth on Facebook who says, I'll be voting for Jill Stein. Go Green Party. Also on Facebook, Vicky says, Hillary gets my vote. Trump terrifies me more than any other candidate I can recall. Next, we go to Scott in Green Bay. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, I'm still undecided because the Libyan war was as big a lie as the Iraq war. I mean, all they want is endless war. In the long run, war is actually bad for the economy. Plus, some candidates almost seem to be like, well, free corporations from government oppression, but really corporations are of our government creation, law creation. So that doesn't, that's, you know, I don't know who to vote for this year. I almost decided not to vote at all, but can't do that because it's...
All right. Well, you can go to wisconsinvote.org and read up on all the candidates. And there are 7 presidential candidates on Wisconsin's ballot. And, of course, you have the option of writing in a candidate, too, if you want to. And we are asking you in our straw poll who gets your support and why. Here's the names you will see on Wisconsin's ballot. Donald Trump, Republican. Hillary Clinton, Democrat. Daryl Castle, Constitution. Gary Johnson, Libertarian. Jill Stein, Green. Monica Moorhead, Workers' World Party. Rocky Roque de la Fuente, American Delta Party. Next we go to Elizabeth in Green Bay. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, so I'll go fast. Jill Stein, and when Abraham Lincoln won, he was third party when he was Republican. So third party can make it.
All right, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Mike in Sheboygan is next. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I'm voting for Hillary. I like Hillary. It's not a matter of lesser of two evils. I think the time to vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson was long ago. The primaries are over. There are 2 choices. I'll go so far as to say it's kind of stupid to vote third party right now. Trump has to be stopped. Hillary Clinton is a good candidate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Next is Dave in Oconomowoc. Hi, Dave.
Yes, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I like his idea on his tax plan. I like his idea on immigration. And I also like him because he is not a career politician and does not fold people's favors. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ann in Chilton is with us now. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, actually, Trump does owe people favors, but that's beside the point. But I just think if you play a game, you need to play by the rules. Otherwise, your vote won't be accepted. So it's like that your previous caller, Mike, said, the time to choose a third-party candidate is over, and so I would vote for Hillary Clinton because of that.
Thank you, Ann. Well, you know what? I don't think we have time for another call before our news break, but we will have time for many more of your straw poll calls after that. So we are asking in the big question, if the election for president were today, which candidate would get your vote? And why? 30 seconds during this straw poll. And again, this is unscientific, but we are interested to hear who you're supporting and why. We will have scientific poll numbers out later today. The Marquette University Law School poll is releasing its latest poll results later today, and we will be talking with pollster Charles Franklin tomorrow during this hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network. If the election were today, who would get your vote for president and why? That's what we're asking you in today's big question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So far on air, we have Hillary Clinton leading with our straw poll votes with 19 votes. Donald Trump has 9 votes. Gary Johnson has 7. Jill Stein has 6. And then there's a smattering of one vote for various candidates who would be write-in candidates. So we give you 30 seconds to state your case, to cast your vote. And our next caller is Charlie in Milwaukee. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thank you. I'm voting for Gary Johnson because he is conservative, fiscally liberal, socially, and he also doesn't lie, and I know he won't destroy his email. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Let's go next to Mary in Merrimack. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm voting for Hillary, mainly because of the Supreme Court, the nomination that's due, whoever becomes president. And I said I'd move out of the country when George W. Bush became president, but if Trump became president, I'm definitely moving out. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, Mary. We have Samantha in Black Earth emails. I'm going to have to vote for Trump this year. I never thought I would ever vote for a Republican in my lifetime. Maybe it's because Trump has jabbed a sharp stick in the GOP's eye, but I think it's because he's not afraid to talk about hard things that are dragging our country down. Hillary is bought and paid for. Democrats are pandering towards minorities, even if it means excusing lawlessness. Trump isn't owned by anybody and believes in the rule of law. So there's her vote, Samantha's vote for Trump. Let's go to Aaron in Janesville now. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. I'm voting for Gary Johnson. I think that immigration policies for Democrats and Republicans are absurd. I think that foreign policy for both is far too hawkish on war. I'd really like our troops to stay home as much as possible, build up our bases a little bit more, but just tear down bases overseas, have a more reasonable immigration policy, make it easier for people to renew their work visas. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Let's go next to Ann in Green Bay. Hi, Ann.
Hello. I am voting for Jill Stein.
And why?
Because I'm a green person, and she is a green person, and she really, truly is the only person that understands that we have a severe climate crisis, and if we don't do something about that soon, we're going to be in big trouble.
All right. Thank you very much, Anne. Larry in Kingston is with us now. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm voting for Hillary because she is an experienced veteran. I wouldn't want a surgeon that just came out this year to operate on me. I want Hillary, an experienced politician, experienced around the world. I want her experience to take our country even further than Barack Obama did.
Thank you, Larry. Dick in Middleton is with us now. Hi, Dick.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I cannot vote for Hillary. She's put us all in a deplorable basket, but and then also putting her husband back in the White House, I cannot do. But I would vote for Gary Johnson, and it's time to shred the two-party system and the Electoral College. So let's get it done, vote third party. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dick. Barb in Appleton is next. Hi, Barb.
I am voting for Hillary, and in part because Donald Trump does not represent the leadership and role model for young children and young people, calling people names, not telling half-hearted truths. That's not the type of leader I believe our nation needs, nor our children need to see as their leaders in the future.
All right. Thank you, Barb. So a vote for Hillary. We have Bella emailing, voting for Jill Stein. I was a Bernie supporter. Okay, got that down. Lisa in Appleton. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm voting for Hillary. I think that Hillary has a strong, proven record of getting things done and being able to work across the aisle, and I'm voting down ticket for Democrats because I want to see some change happen in the Capitol, and I'd like to see our representatives actually do their jobs and vote for a Supreme Court candidate and do what we pay them to do.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. David on Facebook says, still undecided. I won't vote for Trump for sure, but not sure I can vote for Hillary either. So, yeah, that's an option. Not sure. Let's go next to Randy in Madison. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning. I would be voting for none of the above if we had that option, and I wish we did. But I think I'm going to go with Rocky Dealfrenfa. Because he's got a cool name, and I voted for Barack Obama because he had a cool name, and I thought we'd do all right.
All right, Randy, whatever you want. Let's go to Carolina in Madison. Who's getting your vote and why?
Hillary. I have three nieces and nephews from Sweden here right now. They are middle-aged people who now have voted in the past for different people, and they are amazed that we have this thing about Hillary, that they don't trust her. I think over there, I've also been to a couple of other countries in the last year, and they trust her very much. And they are also amazed that we have on the other candidate we have running for president. I think.
Thank you very much, Carolina. 30 seconds is what we offer you for the straw poll so we can get to as many callers as possible. Sheree in Waupun is next. Hi, Sheree.
Hi, I'm voting for Hillary. And I'm voting for Hillary because I like her experience. I like her stance when it comes to immigration issues. She's not scared to call out racism when it's prevalent. I'm voting on her because of I know she'll protect reproductive rights, civil rights, education, a living wage. She has defense strategy. Donald Trump has no experience in any of that other than just opinions. It's scary to me that he could even be this close.
Thank you very much, Sheree. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are holding an on-air straw poll during this edition of The Big Question. The big question is, if the election for president were today, which candidate would get your vote? We thought this would be a timely time to do this, as early voting is underway in some Wisconsin communities before the November election. The November election is now less than 50 days away. National polls are tightening. We see that the major party candidates are close in some battleground states. We will be getting new poll results for Wisconsin a little later today. The Marquette University Law School poll is supposed to be released around noon today, and we will be talking about the poll results. The Marquette poll results tomorrow during this hour. This is an unscientific sampling of Wisconsin Public Radio voters and where you're standing now today when it comes to the presidential election. It's not scientific in that it just reflects who was motivated to call and who was able to call during this hour. Mary in Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Donald Trump is just a joke as far as a human being and much less a leader of our country. And Hillary is for war and fracking. I am for green and global warming solutions, and Dr. Jill Stein is my choice.
Thank you very much, Mary. Next we go to Wallace in Weyerhaeuser. Hi, Wallace.
Yes, I'm voting for Clinton for the reason this is a world community now, and nobody has the right answers, but her experience is going to be of the utmost importance. And I think that I'll vote for, instead of Johnson, the other guy, because Johnson wants to privatize Social Security. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's next go to Richard in Whitewater. Hi, Richard.
Yes, hi. I will be voting for Hillary, and the primary reason is that Trump would like to be a dictator, and he would be a disaster, a four-year disaster in our administrative branch of government because he is a megalomaniac and a pathological liar.
Thanks for your vote. We have tallied it. We have Micah emailing saying he is voting for Trump. No reason given. Willie on Facebook says, I'm voting for Jill Stein for many reasons, but most of all, we need more than two parties represented. So there is Jill Stein's 10th on-air vote during the straw poll. William in Merton is with us. Hi, William.
Good morning.
Morning. Go ahead. Who are you voting for and why?
I'm not voting because I'm disgusted, frankly, with the way our political system is degenerated.
Okay. And you think by not voting that'll help?
Well, I would advocate a single-party system to get
Oh, we're kind of losing you, but we tallied your vote for nobody. Let's go to Carolyn in Madison. Hi, Carolyn.
Yeah, we need an administration that's going to pay attention to what we, the people who are the government, want our government to do. We're hiring these people to do our will. And I think Hillary would appoint the best cabinet to do that.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. Gordon in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, good morning, Joy. Say I'm voting for Donald Trump. We don't need four more years or whatever it's going to be of Barack Obama's administration, which Hillary would be. She is a pathological liar, and she should be prosecuted.
All right. Thank you for your vote. We'll go to Bob in Chippewa next. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I'm voting for Hillary. I don't want Donald Trump appointing the Supreme Court justice.
Yep, and we're losing a little bit, but we got your vote. So we still have a minute, so we could take one more call. But we have Adam on Facebook who says, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. He grew a business from scratch, and his vote goes to Gary Johnson. So thanks for that. And we have... you know what, I think we'll just let you go online. You can go to our online poll and continue voting. So far, the online results show Hillary Clinton in the lead with 67% of the votes. Stein gets 13%, Trump 8%, Gary Johnson 8%, and 3% of you are unsure. That's our online poll. Hillary Clinton also was the winner of this straw poll. She has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 29 votes compared to Trump's 12 votes. Gary Johnson had 11 votes on air and Jill Stein 10. So that's actually fairly close among third parties and the major parties. Thank you to Bill Martins, Naeja Ellison, and Brianne Shasso for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.